Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve Sims, episode that brings you God's Word from a Dragon Quest perspective. Sorry for the delay, I had a technical difficulty. And I trust that you're doing well today. A wonderful week, and it's February already. So, happy February. The topic of today's lesson is rejection. It's universal to the human experience, but it's nothing new. To Jesus, it was nothing new also. I'm going to read the fourth chapter of Luke, and it goes from verses... Fourth chapter of Luke, verses 16. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim a release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. Let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Spoke well of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. He said to them, Is not this Joseph's son? He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote me his father. Doctor, hear yourselves. You will say, you hear also in your hometown the things that we have heard you do in Capernaum." And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them were cleansed except Naaman, the Syrian. When I heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of the hill in which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. Now, after hearing his words, you think that he will be open to Jesus' words, because they knew him, to see here and there, admired what he said, they liked the words that he spoke. But when he expounded further on them, they were enraged, because they were mad, and they rejected. It was like them saying, "Well, who are you to tell us?" Now, rejection, as I mentioned, is part of the human experience. Now, it stings. It should not stop us. Our lifetime mission. I'm sure Jesus felt stained deep. In fact, he said in this scripture here, "Apart rejection, as I mentioned, rejection is common to the immigrant experience. And the LGBT community, rejection is rarely common. Now, being as a trans person, I know many trans people who have been rejected by their family. So it's because they're different. They go against the quote-unquote so-called norms, or they go through, you think, this is not supposed, this is not the way it's supposed to be, but it is. And Jesus is respected by the people who knew him. Now, Jesus was rejected by the people who knew him. See, sometimes it's hard, you know a person all their life, or with people all their life, and then when you come, when you turn out to be something different, or something that others never imagined, or were surprised, and then they turn against you to another direction. So you may have people that are not happy about it. Say a person's in a, neighborhood, many people who are out with drugs or immoral living. And when a person decides to turn away from that, he's shunned. He or she is shunned. Because they decide to go into another death. But that's the way, God's kingdom, even Jesus even said it himself. People are going to reject you because you decide to go another way. Instead of being caught up in the world's entrapment, caught up in all the things of the world, you decide to go to follow God. And the world will be against you. And anytime you decide to go in it, and whenever you decide to go into another direction, or maybe in the case of a neighborhood or family or your town or wherever, I want to do things this way. Some people will accept you, many people will reject. Why? Because you decided that I don't want to go this way. I want to do something else. Now, others will try to say, well, you can't do that, or in the case of being an African American, they would say, well, a black person is supposed to do that. Or perceptions of people who are LGBT. Many people have a lot of negative perceptions about us and the LGBT. We have to go on. I like the last part of this, in this chapter, verses 30, what was it, verse? Verse 29, they got up and drove him out to the town. They led him to the top of the hill, and they might throw him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went his way. I encourage you to keep going forward. Just because people reject you, you shouldn't stop whatever you have decided to do. But first of all, you have to live your life. God has something else for you. Nobody can live your life for you. It can't. Jesus, I'm pretty sure Jesus is frustrated by the rejection, and you probably be frustrated. But still, we have to keep going forward. So I always say, when you're brought to a particular point in your life, sometimes you realize that you can't stay where you are. And more so, you can't realize that you can't go back either. my whole thing is to keep forward. That's saying, and God'll be with you. About direction. May not know what it is. May not know anything. But you know, God will guide you. I remember when I transitioned. You know, I had to keep moving forward. So I couldn't stay where I was, that was for sure. And I sure couldn't go back. So I had to keep moving forward. You know, there was some tough times. You know, there were some troubled times and a lot of uncertainty. But God was with me all. God was with me all. And the most important thing is I kept going forward. And today I'm just thankful for what God has done in my life. And I'm sure many of you are thankful for what God has done in your life. So, please, you know, you may be a much happier person. A much happier person decided to go forward. No matter what they say or said, no matter what the other said about you, but you can't God to bless you. And this is Jeremy. I hope this episode has helped somebody. And I just like to thank you for being here today. And I look forward to getting to you on the next episode. Thank you, and God bless you.